I'm Bruce Stewart.
And I'm Cheyenne Jackson.
And thanks for checking us out on Starshine Magazine.
Guys, today.
Hey. Good, Sandy. How are you?
I am good. I'm very happy to be speaking with you. I'm a fan of both of you. Boo Boo, I actually followed your career when you were really little. I was one of your managers back then. So.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And Cheyenne, I love you on Call Me Cat.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm very excited. I'm also a Descendants fan. Obviously, the biggest difference in this movie is that it's animated. What was the process of filming this one like for you guys?
So different because it's all your voice. And, so much of Descendants is this visual world that they've created, right? You know, Auradon and these costumes and these incredible sets and stuff. So I thought, how's that going to work animated? And it does. And it did. Our job was just to try to recreate these characters that we've created, but only using our voice and our imagination. So it was a challenge, but it was really fun. What was that like for you?
The same. It definitely comes with its challenges, you know, not being on set, not wearing the clothes. But once you tap into the voice again, it kind of sits nicely and you remember, oh yeah, I know this person. It's very, very familiar. And so, there's a certain sense of like, you know, it's nice to put it back on and it feels good.
Very cool. And did they have to study your body language, your facial expressions for the animation at all?
I think because these characters are so loved and, you know, the audience and the fans and the extended family, they really like know these characters inside and out. I think there's a lot of probably the animation team is probably studying, I would assume so, to get it right and to bring out the characteristics that they felt represented each person the best.
Very cool. And how would you say your characters change throughout the franchise?
I can go first. I mean, I obviously joined in the third film. So being completely ostracized away from everybody, misunderstood, like any good villain is misunderstood. But how he changed is, his love for his daughter has never waned. And even though he gave Ben and Mal his blessing at the end of the third, it doesn't mean he's still not a drama queen. Doesn't still mean he doesn't want to, you know, take the day for himself. Oh, did we lose you? Oh, there you go.
I'm okay. Still here.
Oh, good. Sorry, you were frozen. He just, he loves to be the center of attention, but how Hades has changed is just he's letting himself love and letting himself touch those mushy parts inside of himself that normally he's like, no, thanks.
Yeah, I feel like for Jay, you know, when he first started out, he was very self-centered. You know, just he wanted that wand for himself. He wanted to win. He wanted to be the best. And he could do it all himself. And now throughout the series, he's really become, I like to think of him as like the older brother to the group. He's kind of the glue that keeps everyone together. And I feel like he's like the rock of the group. He has a family and he has to protect his family and keep them safe. And I feel like that's something he never, ever would have thought of doing before. It was me, myself, and I, through and through. Now he's puts himself last and protects his loved ones.
That's awesome. Do you each have a favorite memory through, you know, not just with this film, but your whole experience with Descendants that you can share?
My favorite memory is the day that we shot, what's the big song at the end of Descendants 3?
Breaking It Down.
Breaking It Down. Yeah, the day that we shot the Breaking It Down dance sequence on the bridge, it was in this huge, you know, it's the one time where the entire cast is there, and Kenny was just in his element, and it's mostly all there. Some green screen, obviously the sky and stuff, but I remember just watching the dancers and watching, you know, the core four all come together. And it was just super cool. I have some cool footage on my phone that one day I'll share of just how it was all coming together. And I just thought, how lucky am I to be a part of this iconic series? So that was my moment.
Awesome. Yeah, in thinking about it, when you described that, that was probably one of my favorite moments too. And sorry, break this.
Oh yeah.
So this, but I agree too. That's one of my favorite moments. There was so much energy on the bridge set, because like Cheyenne was saying, we're both on the ends and we all come down, we do the dance together. And we were all just like screaming and yelling and jumping, and it was just so much fun. I would have to agree. That's one of my favorite moments too.
That's awesome. I also love that moment too. This last movie, so now you can reveal, have you ever stolen anything from set?
Yeah, I've taken things from set. On this set, I don't think I took anything, but from Twilight, at the wedding scene, I took the fork and a spoon from the ceremony.
Yeah, I try to take something from every set and every show as well, just a little token. I didn't get anything from Descendants. I asked about the ember, but it had like a light thing in it, and it was a whole to do, and so they couldn't. But yeah, I love to keep stuff like that. I keep them in a box and then show my kids, and it's just cool to have.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
thank you guys so much. I can't wait to see the movie.
Thank you, have a good day.
Are you a band, brand, or business looking for marketing help? Sandy Low Media offers affordable pricing on publicity services, social media strategy, web design, and more. Go to sandylowmedia.com for more info. Mention Starshine Mag for 10% off any service.